What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
I think I'm going to have to boost that audio, but I loved that.
Oh, hey. Oh, that was the end of it. Was so. I can't even do it.
I don't know what
you kept the speed up. It was great. It was an all timer.
Just a bunch of click sounds. Apparently,
I loved it. Welcome into the Spitballers episode 251. Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Al Borland in the building. Judge Giamatti on the pulleys and levers, and we're happy to have you with us. Thank you for tuning in. For supporting this ridiculous adventure that is the Spitballers Podcast. We're here again. They keep letting us do this show.
Oh, they can't stop us no matter who they are.
No.
Even if they are us.
They have tried, and we are drafting things that are yellow on today's show. Not one of my favorite colors, really.
Oh, no, I like yellow. It's fun. It's bright. It's happy.
Cowardice.
Yeah. I'm going to draft
urine.
Owl, you coward.
I mean, yeah, look, there's
yellow.
You did say yellow.
Yeah.
You give it the old-fashioned. It's not yellow. I don't like yellow. I don't mind yellow.
Oh, okay.
They're a little bit different.
Okay.
Different hue.
Gotcha.
Man of the people on the show today on Would You Rather as well. You can follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/spitballerspod. We're on YouTube, and we're going to get it going.
Would you rather?
RG from Patreon writes in and says, would you rather for the rest of your life be startled awake every 30 minutes of sleep or wake up 12 hours later every time you go to sleep?
So would you rather have a newborn baby the rest of your life or get 12 luxurious hours of sleep every night? But so granted, you have to commit to a full 12 hours. That's a lot of time.
You reacted the exact same way I did initially, but I am seeing some problems with the 12-hour one. First, I reacted immediately the same as you. I was like, I've had a newborn baby. This is exactly what it's like. Your nights feel like, I don't know, a week long, because every time you go to sleep, you're up, then you're asleep, you're up. The 12 hours makes perfect sense if you can plan properly. However, I started thinking about what if something took you later into the night than you wanted it to, and then you did have an obligation the next morning. You would then be in the position where those nights, you have to not sleep at all. Because let's say, 10 o'clock, that would be 10 o'clock the next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then let's say, oh, I'm going to go to bed at 8 to get up at 8. But then something happens. You run into traffic on the way back from something.
That's a lot of traffic.
And it pushes you to 10, but you got to be somewhere at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so, you'd have to stay up all night.
You would have to not sleep to make certain appointments. And
but the alternative might be even worse than staying up, which is like, I've got to wake my kids up at 6 a.m. every day. Like, for school, it's school season.
Okay.
They've got to get up at 6. If they don't get up at 6, we ain't making it to school on time. That means I got to go to bed at 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
6 p.m.?
Or.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
You can just be tired every single day for the rest of your life.
I'm tired every single day of my life right now.
You are not wake up every 30 minutes tired.
Mike, how many notations do you have in our ongoing journal of notating when I am tired?
You do frequently ask. If whenever we sit down for a podcast and you say, I'm tired, I go, oh, I'll make a note. Now, I do make the notes on these little boogie boards, so I delete it every time. But your point still stands.
It's in the thousands.
That I've marked this many times.
Yeah. I can't believe that thing still works.
Have you tried the 12-hour plan for your
No, because
fatigue?
I'd have to go to bed at 6.
Yeah.
I mean, it's half
the day. It's half the day.
Yeah. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do the 12-hour one. It sounds great.
You are not remembering how tired you were.
It is a weird thing to be like, okay, I got 12 hours of sleep. Now I can stay up late. No, you can't because you have to go.
Right.
Could you skip? Like on 12 hours, could you skip every once in a while?
I don't think you're going to want to do that.
Every fourth night, do you just plow all the way through and then make up for it with the next 4 hours of...
When's the last time you pulled an all-nighter?
It's 16 years old, probably.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like not like up super late.
No, I did not go to sleep.
It's got to be 15 years.
I think it was like a video game in my teenage years or something. I played it all night long.
I think I did it probably right before I had children. And now, since I've had children, I can't.
But you're doing all-nighters. That's on like a 6, 7, 8-hour sleep schedule. If you pile up the 12-hour nights, couldn't you make it through?
I think your body might have the opposite reaction. It's so used to sleep that it won't be able. It's the people that, like, I get 3 hours a night that they're like, I can stay up all night.
You might live longer, but you're not awake as much of that life.
Right, that's a new question. Would you rather...
How many hours awake do you want
to
be?
Would you rather have 10 extra years of your life, but you had to lose 10 waking years of...
I agree. This is one of the hardest questions I've ever seen because I really don't want either one, but I'm going to take the 12 hours.
Yes.
Because I think I'll be pretty pleasant for 12 hours.
It will take a lot of planning, but waking up every 30 minutes, getting woken up.
It's torture. Like, it's actual torture.
Twice. Imagine a night where you had to wake up two times in the entire whatever 8 hours that you slept. It's awful. The next day you're a zombie. That you have giant, really dark bags under your eyes, it's impossible. You can't survive like that.
Are you going for it?
I'm going, man. No I'm going way. Every 30 minutes. Absolutely. Okay. My body will adjust.
He trusts.
No, it will not. Because the human body can't adjust to this.
He'll just ride it as long as his, until it breaks down.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Lily from the website, at will, would you rather be able to walk through walls?
Okay.
See through walls?
Okay.
Or hear through walls? It's a wall question.
It's all about the walls.
You know, you would still get caught trying to rob a bank by walking through walls.
Yes. So maybe.
I mean, you'd be able to escape a little bit easier.
Well, yeah, okay. Then can you bring...
She specified in this question that to take it out of the equation because you will get caught if you try to rob a bank.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. Mike doesn't like that. Stipulation.
No. That's fine. It got me running down the path of what are the rules about walking through walls? Is it stuff that's like just your physical body? Well, then, but your clothes can go through. Well, then that would say, well, if stuff's in my pockets, is that good enough?
You went down the rabbit hole.
Which apparently I'm not allowed to do right now.
I think you can go with whatever normal stuff you have. Your normal
I think
phone.
Stuff in your pockets goes with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not my wallet's not ending up on the other side of the wall.
Right. So for the bank, I could go in and just get like a stack of hundos.
I knew where you were gonna go.
The bank is off limits. If you go into the bank, if you walk through a bank wall, you're naked on the other side. Everything. Ooh, the bank has special superpowers where
they make you naked?
Well, it's just nothing could travel with you.
Okay. This is just so Mike can't steal money.
This is just
Terminator rules.
This is just right. for Mike not to be able to take things. Look, what's the most beneficial? Walking through walls, I mean, your house, you get to...
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, you point A to point B very quickly. Seeing through walls...
I think seeing through walls is more valuable.
But I'm trying to think of like when I would use it other than just like... I don't want to be some creep.
Right. No. But you, I mean, I would know where everyone is in my house at all times. You know what I mean?
Is that like one of your bigger challenges?
Well, it's a common thing. Like, oh, where's Tiff? Where's Jason? Where, you know, it's like, oh,
hearing through walls feels like it would be distracting.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Unless you could like target it when you wanted it and then turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, if you can just hear through all walls, serve a valuable purpose in.
We did great work inventing the wall.
It does say at will. So this is, you can use it whenever you want. And you can turn it off whenever you want.
Oh, we should read the questions.
I don't want to hear through walls because I don't want to hear people talking crap about me.
Yeah.
Because I can't go to them and be like, I heard that. And then they're like, how? And I'm like,
yeah,
I answered this question on Spitballers and I got a power.
Say, I can hear through walls.
but only through walls.
I like that Andy's concern is he confronts someone who's talking crap and they go, well, how did you hear that?
That's how everyone acts when you call them out on something.
Where did you hear this?
I just think that the most I would get out of the hearing one is negative to my life.
Right.
That's my point. It's not that.
You're not getting trade secrets from.
Not most of the time. Most of the time it's just going to be somebody saying like, you know, I'll be at the bank and the guy walks in the other room. He's like, see how ugly that guy is?
Is that naked
I got to help that ugly guy.
The naked guy just walked out. He was trying to rob the bank.
Yeah. So the walking through walls seems like.
It's great.
Now, outside of the bank, am I walking like straight out of a Target, side of the Target?
Yeah, I'm not even talking about theft. I'm just talking about the ease of I don't have to worry about going through doors anymore.
When honestly, you could park in different places at. Like the mall that yes, would
that
be more
is,
convenient
you
to you.
Actually really valuable.
You don't need to be near entrances.
The parking situation is great. You just park wherever, far away, but on the side of the building where nobody parks. But it's like, that's not the side of the building. That's now the entrance.
You're never waiting in line for one of those sporting events, you know, to go through the checkers. You're just walking in through the side of the building.
You want to go to the movies, if there's any seats available, you just go right into any event.
Yeah.
You want to get into the Super Bowl? No problem.
Fire hazard? Never.
Never. I walk right out.
No, I don't need
you can't be trapped in a fire.
Yeah, and you'll let people know as they're screaming.
Peace
running
out.
They're running out the fire hazard. They're like, quick, this way. Like, no, man, don't need it.
You're going out the other way. See, I would do the opposite. I would say, quick, this way, and then I'd run out the wall. Gotcha.
Come with me if you want to live.
I'm taking the walking through walls.
Yeah, I like that one. Lucas from Patreon. Would you rather have to steal something once per day or you die?
Ooh.
Or kill something once per day or you die?
What?
Something?
Is this like a bug?
I mean, I'll squash a whole bunch of cockroaches.
It could be an ant, a cockroach, a spider.
You just got to go find it?
Yep.
Boy, that'll be a pathetic moment at the end of my day. Like, oh, gosh. I have a kid. Like, sometimes you accidentally run into a bug that you could kill.
Yeah.
But to have to go out and actively pursue?
I don't know. I think pet stores have us covered here. You know, it's like I'll go buy, 100 worms for my bearded dragon.
Okay.
And so, you can get your crickets or beetles. They got beetles there. Just go buy a literal lifetime supply of bugs so that you can live.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really easy. Stealing something once per day and get away with it or what? I guess it doesn't matter.
That's up to you.
I just have to do it.
How good of a theft are you?
Well, then
how good of a theft am I?
Yeah.
Good one.
Well, that actually brings up a real problem, though. Because let's say you're not a good theft, right? Let's say you're a bad theft and you get caught.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you go where all thefts go, to jail.
Or you
now you
fined.
Can't steal anything.
You could steal something from your cellmate.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you better. He better have some special.
No, just steal
the
bed. Steal his clothes.
Yeah.
Steal his clothes?
Well, you got no other choice.
Yeah, and it doesn't say you have to hold on to him. You could want him to throw him out the bars.
Is that stealing?
Yeah.
I don't think that's stealing.
It's stealing if you can throw it out the bars.
Oh, wait. It's okay, hold on.
If he can't get it back, you've stolen it.
If you're telling me we're in a cell.
Okay.
Okay. And I take clothes and I throw them out the bar.
Yeah.
That other person's going to say, you theft.
No. How? They're not going to say that.
No. I mean, they'll probably call you a swear word, but like, I guess it depends on how long you have them in your possession.
I wouldn't think that's stealing.
Okay, how long do you have to, if I take something?
Yeah.
Because I would say if you're in a store and you take something, the moment you leave, you have now stolen that object.
Regardless of whether you throw it out the window of the car 5 minutes later.
But let's say I'm at a store. Yeah, but I don't even.
Thefting.
I'm doing my big thefting.
Yeah,
big right? Theft. I grab a necklace and I throw it out.
Ooh, but you're inside.
Yeah, and someone else picks it up.
No. You didn't steal that.
What did I just do?
And you don't know the person that you threw it to?
Right. I'm not even. I don't even care who.
You're just into mischief.
Yes.
You're not a theft.
Did I steal? What did I do?
That's my point. When you're in that.
Did that person steal?
Oh, that person totally stole.
But they didn't
even know. No, that person found something.
Yeah.
They didn't steal. Nobody stole.
Nobody stole, but someone was stolen.
But something was stolen.
And they're like, shoplifters will be prosecuted. I'm like, didn't shoplift. I merely took your item and threw it out the door.
I mean, that's got to be something.
No, it's not stealing. It's throwing.
It seems like it has to be something, but what is it?
Your Honor, he is charged with first-degree throwing of the necklace.
That's mischief.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what else it is.
Is mischief illegal?
Yeah, I'm on it. Is
I'm sure.
Mischief.
What is the something of the peace? Disturber of the peace?
Oh, yeah. Maybe disturbing
the
peace.
Are you disturbing some peace?
Well, I don't know how to spell mischief.
Whoa, man.
It auto-corrected me with, did you mean, and it's not the word mischief.
Did you mean muskrat? That's interesting.
I don't know how to spell.
Was this the one about the...
How do you spell mischief?
How do you spell
it? M-I-S-C-H...
Is it chief?
E-I-F or I-E-F?
I-E-F.
Yeah.
I-E-F. Okay, yeah.
That'll do it.
Criminal mischief.
Yeah.
Oh, there's criminal mischief?
Criminal mischief. Mischief. It's a property crime on the books in every state. Okay.
All right, so that's what it
it's
would
usually
be?
Usually causing damage.
We think that's what it's going to be?
I think you're going to be a criminal mischief.
Now, I mean, what's a sentence for mischief? That's got to be nothing. That's white collar.
Yeah, that, that feels like a... Like the judge just wags a finger at you.
I think what Jason said, that the workaround with the beetles from a pet store, if there wasn't that, would you still go that direction? Like just go out and go for a walk and try to find something to squish?
It seems like it would be. But interesting, in my old age, like
more merciful.
Yeah. Like when I was a young man,
yeah,
bugs stood no chance. If if there was a bug, I will go out of my way to make sure that I smash this insect.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of ants.
And now, like the other day, and it just depends on the bug. Because I was in the office and I found this big green leafy bug. And I had never seen this type of a bug before. And I was like, oh, hello, Mr. Leafy Bug. And I pick him up. I take him outside.
Free?
Yeah, and I was like, "You don't belong here,
Mr. Leaf."
There'll
be a bug out there.
And then I got back in, and then there was one of those tiny little black or brown beetles, and I squished him good. And it was like,
"You're ugly."
And you did it right after?
Yeah, because it was like, it's just this common beetle that you know, because like in Arizona,
it wasn't pretty enough for you.
In Arizona, we have a bunch of these beetles going around.
Oh, so it's the frequency you see them.
Yeah, but there was the green leafy bug, and
less common.
I felt like I couldn't smash it.
I think that, because I've become more merciful with bugs later on as well, I think it has to do with, as a kid, I was much more afraid of bugs. As an adult.
You weren't a bug collector?
No. I guess some kids are like that, but no. Yeah. I was more like, it could hurt me, so I'll squish you. Even though they couldn't hurt you. They were just bugs. But now I feel like...
You were just self-defense.
I just feel like, I used to be like afraid of grasshoppers.
Right.
But now I don't even care. My kids are all afraid of them, and I'm just like, whatever. It's a grasshopper.
They're terrifying.
But because they fly in all weird directions.
You don't like them.
They don't control themselves and know where they're going. They're just grass launchers.
Anyways, I think we're done with that one.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to steal stuff. I don't want to be a theft. Jeb from Twitter, would you rather be able to summon your own comforter and pillow at will?
Okay.
Or be able to summon your own toilet paper at will.
Ooh.
That means that, would you become a public pooper, Jason?
It would be far more interesting to poop in public with a nice...
I'll look into it.
The problem is I have outgrown really nice toilet paper. That used to be the problem with pooping in public was like... Okay. That toilet paper is not nice for my bum. I like nice toilet paper.
That was the only problem?
Well, I mean, that was like the biggest problem is I wanted a nicer toilet paper. Yeah. But now...
It wasn't the nastiness.
It's not the germs and the neighbors.
It is a public restroom. It was the toilet paper?
It just depends on the bathroom. I mean, obviously, if I'm at some Circle K bathroom, it's not just a toilet paper problem. But, you know, if I'm at a restaurant and they've got a bathroom where you can go... to the bathroom, then I think the toilet paper is a big problem.
Now, look, we clearly have precedent that, like, gas stations, Quick Trip, can clean their bathrooms. It is possible to have clean restrooms.
It is possible.
So is there a directive from the top that is like, to all Circle K managers, do not clean that? Like, why are they so gross? They could just have somebody clean the bathroom.
They could. I imagine there's just...
Is that on purpose?
There's no repercussion if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, get to it if you have a chance.
Oh, then no one's ever cleaned a bathroom with that.
Exactly. Yep. That's why they're so dirty.
My wife asked me that. If she tells me before we have a party, she goes, she can say two things. Get the bathroom if you've got a chance. It ain't going to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
Or go clean the bathroom. There's a big difference.
You need a directive.
I need a directive.
Also, the fact that, I mean, humans, and I will say specifically men, are disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand. There's this small section of the population that they're like, when they go to the bathroom, they're just like, there's no rules anymore. They're just like, wee!
I will say this. I think it's a domino effect. The first man who misses forces...
I'm not sure that they're missing, though.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is once something's gone awry in the bathroom,
okay,
the next man has to accommodate the first man's mess.
Yes.
Therefore, his chance of making a mess is higher.
What you're
he makes
talking.
Another mess.
Yeah.
You've got all of a sudden you are on a tightrope walk.
Slipping out of the bathroom.
It's just a distance problem. What you're saying is if there's a little puddle on the ground,
you gotta
take a step back.
Yes.
And then the next person has to take two steps back.
It's so
and eventually
you're not peeing in the urinal at
Your back is against the wall.
And you're peeing on the ground.
And you're playing a new game.
It's a new game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. There's a famous, I mean, we can go back in time, but our old company, we knew that somebody, and this is a tech company. This ain't just Circle K.
No.
This is a nice building. This is a nice facility. There's lots of, you know, very upstanding companies. But there was a person from some company somewhere that everybody knew who that person was. I mean, they didn't
Nobody knew who it was.
Oh, they knew of them.
They knew of them because you'd go and you'd know whether they'd been in there or not.
It was unbelievable.
And you know when they took an off day.
You'd go, vacation day. You'd
go
into that bathroom every single day. Every single day. This nice, pristine bathroom. You'd walk in there and you'd be like,
They missed.
I got in before him today because the floor is okay.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Or you'd come in and you'd go,
I mean, let's have a conversation here. Hold on. Turn off the microphones. Have you ever gone on the floor?
Just straight on the floor?
Just straight on the floor?
Like, even just a little bit?
What? No.
Like, on purpose?
Either way.
I've accidentally...
You've had some accident, right?
I mean, but no, of course I've never just peed on the floor.
No, there is...
It seems like there's a percentage of men out there that are into that.
That's what I said. They feel like there's no rules, and they just do whatever. And
These are the same people littering.
Could it just be a cell phone problem?
What do you mean?
Could it just be they're on their phone and they have no idea where they're going?
They just get in the general vicinity of the bathroom and let it go?
They let it out and they just play on their phone and they think they're doing okay.
If this person is wearing any types of shorts.
Hold on. I got to confess something.
Oh, no.
What? You've done that?
Yes.
Wait, did you just remember something?
Yeah. There was one time.
You were on a phone.
It was within the last month.
What, is it here?
No, it wasn't here.
It wasn't here?
No, it wasn't here. I don't even remember where it was. It was obviously
somebody
somewhere
else remembers.
That I'm not often there.
What happened?
So I go to the stall.
Is it a stall or a urinal?
Okay. A urinal. And I'm on my phone and I'm looking at it. I didn't realize how low this urinal was. It was so low. I was on top of it.
You were a waterfall onto the ground.
You peed under the...
I peed on the top of the toilet. On the top of the urinal. But I didn't know. And then all of a sudden...
How long did you realize?
I don't know. 5 seconds. And I was like, oh my goodness.
No. Did you visually see it? Or were you wearing shorts and so all of a sudden...
I visually saw it.
Your ankles are getting misty.
No, I didn't. Somehow, it was a perfect... Like, I didn't feel it. I was not alerted to it. I just went to check in. I went to check in and went, oh my gosh, I'm peeing on the toilet.
This went from I've never done that to being the worst offender ever so quickly.
Well, and then here's the problem. I can't do anything. Once it's done, I don't have cleaning supplies.
Yo,
I'm not
going to
go.
Paper.
Oh, you get out of there.
No. Yes, that's what you do. You zip and run.
If you stay there, someone else might know you did that.
Well, and could you imagine? Let's just play this out.
Okay.
I walk into a bathroom, and I see a guy with a bunch of toilet paper cleaning the top of this toilet. I'd be like,
You didn't pee on the top of that, did you?
Yeah, that, I mean, I don't want to be caught.
Oh, I'd get out of there. Yeah. I would get out.
Well, that's happened.
That's incredible. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
If you never checked in, is it possible you could have finished and left?
I think so. I think I would have had no idea.
Flush. Job done.
Flush. I mean, of course, that's what I...
Oh, flush man. Flush nothing. Man, that was unbelievable. All right, we are moving on.
Man of the People.
All right. What are we doing, man. Al?
We surveyed 100 people, and all the answers are on the board. If you get the first answer, it's worth 3 points. The second answer is worth 2 points. Any other answer is worth 1 points. Oh, my God. That literally happened last time we did this. And the final round is worth double points.
All right. Let's kick it off. How many rounds are we doing?
Seven rounds.
Seven rounds of Man of the People. I cannot wait to lose.
Oh, this is... Okay.
I'd rather be spelling.
All right, gentlemen. Get ready. Keep your eyes on those buttons. Name a place where it would be smart for a lawyer to advertise.
Freeway.
Billboard is the number four answer.
I mean. Okay. Well, that's not a very good answer, is it?
Keep an eye on those buttons.
I'm going to go bus.
That is not on the board.
Bus stop. Bus
also
bench,
not on the board.
Bus bench.
Oh, Mike gets
three,
a free one.
Can you two? Television.
That is the number three answer.
Okay.
How is TV not the number one answer?
Yeah, TV should really be the number one answer.
The number one answer was jail. The number two answer was court. TV, billboard, and hospital.
I feel like we really did well considering the top two are bogus answers.
If you are in court, my friend, it is too late. Also, where are they going to advertise? And if you're in jail,
are there a bunch of ads in jail?
That's the next level.
I haven't been in jail, man. But I didn't think that there was just a bunch of ads.
I'm surprised that those people surveyed are interesting.
Go to the jail. What's the CPM here for advertising in your jail?
So 1 point
that's
was
ridiculous.
We did well.
That's
to get
the
one,
high score.
1 point. Yeah. All right.
Next question. Going on to round number two. Name a reason that you would stay inside your house on a Saturday.
I buzzed in first.
Yes, you did.
The reason that I would stay inside is because of bad weather.
Bad weather verbatim is the number one answer.
That's what I was going to go with.
All right. You're
Mike.
Sick.
Oh, that's the next only good answer.
You're sick is the number two answer.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Andy, you want to try to get one? You have three.
This is when magic happens.
Two.
Come on.
One.
Your kids?
Your kids.
You stay inside because
I got no idea.
Your kids is not on the board.
What'd you do on Saturday? Oh, I just kind of stayed home. Did nothing, really. Why'd you do that? You know, my kids.
Yeah,
your kids.
That's not bad. Okay. Good answer.
Sleep, nap, tired, number three answer.
I was going to say work.
Housework was the number five answer. And then watching TV was the number four answer.
Okay.
All right, we're moving on to round number three. Other than a job, name something for which you would fill out an application.
You didn't reset the buttons.
Oh.
This
is cheating.
College.
College is the number three answer.
That's not good enough.
I'm going to go with alone.
Oh, man. Alone is the number two answer.
Oh, crap.
Number one answer still on the board for you,
Fill
Mike.
Out an application?
Yes, sir. Right. Three?
I know it, too.
Did you say other than a job?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Shucks.
I don't know.
Two?
Then.
Magic.
Going
one.
Yeah, magic show.
I would like to apply to see your magic
I'm
show.
I'm assuming it's credit card.
Yeah.
Credit card is the number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I said loan,
yeah. And I was it like, wasn't wait, it? Yeah.
Does
rental application and insurance being 4 and 5.
As soon as you said loan, I knew I didn't have an answer.
All right, through 3 rounds, we got Andy at 2, Mike at 3, Jason at 5.
I love losing at this game. Go on.
All right, we're going on to round number 4. Name an article of clothing that children are always losing.
I'm going to go with shoes.
Shoes is the number 2 answer.
That is, they are, those are not parents.
Oh,
socks.
Socks is the number 1 answer.
Thank you.
I feel
had
like
to buy my kid
shoes.
All
what
new
else
socks.
Kids
are going to
lose. They're glasses?
Oh, the magic.
Glasses are not on the board.
Oh, really?
What?
this survey was obviously not done in Arizona. Finishing out the board, we have
scarf or hat?
Like
gloves,
a jacket.
Hat, and jacket.
Yeah.
See, we have advantages out here.
So you traveled, huh, to do these surveys?
Yeah. I used the internet.
Okay.
All right. Round number, where are we at, 5?
It's not going well.
Disagree. Magic.
All right. If an alien landed at Christmas time, name a Christmas tradition that would be hard to explain.
Santa coming into your
Santa
house to
is
deliver presents.
The number one answer.
Oh, man. That was really easy.
Christmas trees in your house.
A tree inside your house is the number 3 answer.
Number 3?
I'm going to say Christmas lights on your house.
Not on the board.
Cool, yeah. Cool.
That one's easy.
That one's easy.
Because they're just awesome.
Gift exchange was number 2. Caroling and mistletoe.
Ooh.
I almost said caroling, too.
Yeah. I feel like the aliens would understand the mistletoe.
I feel like I'm going to have to start smashing this button before Jason.
That's how it goes, man.
And just try to guess.
Yes. Did you hear bad weather over here?
Yeah, bad weather.
I had no idea.
They gave him 10 seconds.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, round number 6. Before a formal part-time job, name a way that kids earn money.
Chores.
Chores is the number 1 answer.
Of
you're
course
darn
it
right
is.
It
what
is.
Other answer is there?
Good luck, suckers.
Internship?
Not on the board.
Unpaid.
Andy is so frustrated.
I hate
you're
this
good,
game.
You're good, Jason. You have 3.
I hate this game.
2.
Lawn mowing.
1. Mowing lawns is the number 4 answer.
Okay.
Babysitting being number 2.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, that's
and
a good
lemonade
answer.
Lemonade stand.
Oh, no one makes money with a lemonade stand.
You know, lemonade stands now, they're taking Venmo. I mean, like, genuinely.
I've seen
a couple. Well, it makes sense. We don't have, like,
if
cash on us.
If they're going Venmo, then they better, like, it better be a to-go cup filled up with ice. Make it easy for me, too.
Have you ever stopped at a children's lemonade stand that was not your own kids?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Not yeah. in a car, though.
I stop every
not
time
in
I
a
see
car?
One.
No,
what?
Like if I see them in the neighborhood, I'll walk down to it if I see it in the neighborhood.
Do these
on
kids,
purpose.
And these kids don't have like a food handler's card or anything.
No, no food handler's card, Mike.
Oh, man.
Just trying to make 25 cents.
Honestly, usually their lemonade sucks.
Yeah.
It's not good.
They don't know how to make it.
Then no. Why are you supporting this local business?
I'm supporting the children.
Yeah.
They are a future.
There you
all
go.
Right, what round are we at?
All right, we are through 6 rounds, which means this round will be worth double.
Double points.
Andy, ooh. You
that
do
means
have
my zero the... will be worth double.
You do have the ability to influence who wins this. You do not have the ability to win.
Of course not.
Andy has 5, Mike has 7, and Jason has 11.
Okay.
Round number 7.
Reset him.
Thank you. Tell me something that you would feel before you buy it.
Carpet.
Not on the board.
Of course it's not on the board.
Clothing.
Clothing and materials is number 2.
What? Oh, man.
Jason, you have 3 seconds.
Three, I'm going to feel...
2.
Jell-O.
1.
Jell-O
is the number 1 answer.
Yeah.
No.
Furniture.
It's not on the board. Fruit and vegetables was the number
of
1
course.
Answer.
Of course.
Got to squeeze that candy.
What
loaf.
About that carpet, guys?
And then pillows, linens, and bread. I've never felt bread but
what?
It's on
yeah,
the board.
You got to give the bread a little squeeze.
Do you?
No.
But a real tight one. Just squish.
Next time
no, I don't want that one. That one's ruined.
Next squish. Time you guys go buy carpet, I don't want you to feel it. Do not touch that carpet.
We've never had this happen, but you guys are tied. Jason and Mike because
Do you have another? Do you have a backup question?
I can look for a bonus round here.
Well, let me say this.
I won't participate.
I didn't technically, but in the spirit of that first question, I feel like I got the number one answer, considering that Jalen Court are nonsense.
Jalen Court were a joke.
I challenge that question.
All right, well, then we'll do a tiebreaker here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just
yeah, I surveyed a bunch of people shopping for carpet. What was one of the most important things?
They feel it.
Yeah, that's right.
I said it first.
That's right.
All right. I just got the first one I pulled up here. Name an occupation that might get tired of wearing the same thing every day.
A doctor?
Doctor is the number two answer.
Shoot! That was what I was going to go with.
Three.
Andy's face said it was a
firefighter.
That is not on the board.
Yes!
Police officer was.
That's the one I was thinking of.
I'll give it to you for that, but you still lost. Mike, okay. Mike, congratulations. Yeah. You are this week's man of the people.
Yes,
oh,
I
Mike,
am.
What a good job, considering Magic Show is part of your winning answers. Well, let's move on.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, we are here. It is draft time, and we are drafting things that are yellow. A lot of good things that are yellow,
oh, yeah,
Mike.
There is.
And you get the first pick, so you're certainly going to get the best one.
Oh, I am not. Because there are many things that are yellow when you just think of it. So I'm going to start.
I feel like there's a 101 here. I'm really surprised.
There's definitely a 101 for Jason.
What? Maybe. Let's see.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with a lemon.
Okay. Well, that was
not on the top list for me.
Not on my list.
It is yellow. It's truly yellow.
Very yellow.
It's very yellow. It's very naturally yellow.
No, yeah. I thought you don't like lemons.
No, I like lemons.
Oh, okay.
I don't like lemon desserts.
You like lemonade.
I do.
You
but
like?
That, it's not a lemon dessert.
Okay. So
that's,
lemons.
That's
lemons.
A beverage.
I mean, versatile.
Versatile. Very yellow.
Very.
Yes. Extremely yellow.
Okay, I'm on the clock.
You are.
Yeah, there's no way.
P. I'm taking P.
Wait, that's the 101?
Yeah, that's the 101.
It's
of course
not
it is.
It's always yellow.
It is for me, Mike. It is for me. No water here.
Have you seen the top of that urinal?
Yeah. I mean, come on. On the Spitballers, you're telling me the 101 isn't P?
It wasn't even on the list.
It's not on my list.
Oh, you
no.
fools.
Because you're gross.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm above that.
Yeah, he's got lemons.
I saw Brooks back there shaking his head. Yes, he knew.
That's the 101.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely laid your claim to urine.
Yeah.
So I've got the pick.
You do.
Which means I'm going to take a banana. I mean, banana was the easy 101 for Jason, I assumed. It's your favorite fruit.
It is.
And you don't even have it because you have P.
That is true. It was a tough call between banana and pee, but I went with pee.
Well, good. Then I get to follow up banana.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And take that from you and follow it up with something even far better than a banana, which is cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
Cheese is the goat. That's the number one.
Cheddar,
cheese is great.
Cheddar is on my list.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's very Gouda. It's awesome. It's cheese. It's yellow. It's great.
Wait.
Gouda's yellow too, Mike.
It is?
You betcha.
Gouda's a yellow cheese?
Yeah, all the Gouda I eat is yellow.
Gouda, yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's light yellows and dark yellows and whites.
Just
and,
like there's white cheddar and yellow cheddar. All right,
it's back to you. Now, P's off the board.
Dang it. Oh, wait, I have it, so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was...
Diarrhea!
You guys ever had yellow diarrhea?
I'm sorry that we make this show. I'm sorry this exists.
Oh, man. If only it was yellow. I'm going to take the sun.
Ooh, good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick. Way better than pee.
Actually, terrible pick.
Well, I know it's white technically, but everybody knows the sun is yellow.
You're taking the stereotypical view of the
sun.
Wait.
I know that technically it's not actually yellow.
I mean, not all lemons are yellow either, right?
That's correct.
I mean, they're
certainly
green
not
before
in their entire
yellow.
Lifespan.
Well, so are bananas.
Yeah. See. Yeah. So, but here's the truth. When you look at the sun, it's yellow. If we were to go outer space and look from outer space, okay, it's white.
If you drew any of these things on a piece of paper for your kids, what color would you color them?
I would color it yellow.
Yeah. As I would the pee, for the record.
Yeah.
I would not be drawing like, this is a really hydrated man.
I just need to point out that scientifically you are not correct.
I am never correct scientifically, Mike.
All right, Mike, you have Jason has urine in the sun. I've got banana and cheese. Don't mix them. And then Mike has lemons.
Yes.
And something else.
Now, I am going to go. It's a lot of stuff that's yellow. I'm going to start this off with police tape.
Okay.
Or caution tape.
Caution tape.
I mean,
you're just a big fan.
It's just, it's very yellow.
Just stay away.
And I'm trying to diversify my draft picks here.
It's pretty hard to cross caution tape because of how yellow it is.
You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
And then they make it yellow so that
it's
they
like,
can
don't.
Clearly see.
Yeah.
There, this is tape. Now, is it police tape or is it caution tape?
I think it's caution tape.
Well, it's police, it's police tape if they use it.
So, like, I can use it and...
Yeah, you can rope off anything you want.
And I can say, sir, please don't enter this area.
Caution is what you're saying.
Honestly, I feel like that shouldn't be sold. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's too powerful a tool.
And on top of that...
No, those are the ones that say... police ones say official caution tape. You can buy unofficial caution tape.
Which, if it actually says... it probably says do not cross. But if all if it said was caution tape, I can... go in there and just be careful.
Yeah, be careful. So have caution.
Actually, that kind of tape is what's around like potholes and stuff. Whereas crime scene tape, does it say something different on the tape?
Probably says police
line.
Yeah, police line, do not cross. But you can buy it on Amazon.
I can buy police tape?
Okay.
Yes, you can.
You know, those are fun. Don't do this. But those are fun social experiments in my head. Because people will obey anything that looks official. Even if I walked up in plain clothes with some police tape and I start taping off an area, like I could probably tape right in between a line that people are in and they'd have to go get in another line because they would just obey it.
If you had a construction vest on.
Oh, that'd be.
Or a suit.
Yeah.
Then people would absolutely be like.
Whoa. Name tag with a lanyard.
You'd see a bunch of people.
It just says Todd.
Getting all upset. Yeah. And they're like, well, I'll go around.
Now, don't do this. But. You know, the next time you're in a restaurant or something and someone treats you rude and has real bad service, you just go caution off the front of that building. Just put a little caution tape right there and then you're good. Just jokes on them. No more customers.
Yeah, I may or may not have seen a YouTube video of somebody just throwing a bike lock on the front two doors of a place.
Because
they can't do anything about it.
See, now that's criminal mischief.
That's criminal mischief. All right, Mike, you have lemons and caution tape, but you have to draft another yellow thing.
I have plenty of them on my list, and for this one, I'm going to go. We got to add some cuteness into this draft.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm.
There's something cute that Andy really wants.
I'm going to go with a duckling.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
You can. Andy got very worried, but yeah, I mean, little baby ducks. They're very yellow, and they are incredible.
I mean, the yellow ones are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So, not a rubber ducky, an actual real-life duckling.
Yes.
People don't keep ducks as pets, do they?
Not really.
It's not impossible. Like
I feel like ducklings, and then you have to give them back to the world.
One of my buddies I grew up with, they had some farmland, they had chickens, and then they had a couple ducks.
Okay.
And they were awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they take huge dumps.
Oh, do they?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a show we got here.
And
is that why they're called ducks? Because it's just big dumps? No?
I don't know if you got a way to shut this guy's mic off.
What is that? Please,
Do they go on the ground or do they go in the water?
They do. They'll do both.
Really?
Yes.
Sink or swim?
Wherever they are. So you're asking if the turd sinks or swims?
Yes, I am.
That part I can't recall.
Okay.
It's probably a sink. Very dense.
All right. I think we've lost Andy. All right.
What is happening? All right, Jason's on the clock.
I'm on the clock. I got
it. Is that why they call them ducks? Because if I change a couple letters, it sounds like dump.
Exactly. You see me.
That was your joke.
This is a guy that pees on the top of urinals, man.
And draft speed.
All
right. So I've got pee in the sun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to get two more picks here.
Well, just one right now.
Sure.
Oh, man.
I'm going to take something that I love, a lot of people hate, but there's no debating its color.
Okay.
Mustard.
Oh.
I think that'll be a popular pick among the Mustardonians.
Oh, nice pick.
It's Mustardians.
Mustardians. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you guys like mustard?
I do. I like mustard.
I do.
Not as much as you.
That's fair.
It took some time. I did not like it as a wee lad, but it's grown on me now.
Somehow in my head, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but like Dijon mustard, I feel like I'm supposed to like more because it's
fancy.
It's fancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like it is a completely different taste than regular mustard.
100%. You're supposed to like it more because it's fancy, but it's worse.
No, I don't think it's not as good. And a lot of times it has little seeds in it, right?
Yeah.
What makes it Dijon? What's added in there?
It's
Mr. Chef.
Well, if you have to know.
I do.
I think it's like almost, I want to say it's like mayo.
There's actually mustard seeds in it or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but
I'm trying to figure out what makes it, what is Dijon mustard made of?
Mustard.
It's mustard seeds. I'll tell you.
That's it?
It's made with brown or black mustard seeds and white wine.
I just feel like the regular mustard's like, that stuff's always smooth.
Yeah, I mean, classic yellow mustard.
Yeah.
I'm taking yellow mustard.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
All right, so urine, sun, mustard. I've got banana and cheese and two picks. I'm going with Pikachu. Pikachu's the third pick. That's the one I thought you were going to sneak out. I wanted Pikachu. I thought it'd come back to me. Luckily, it did because of Duckling. So Pikachu, yellow, cute, popular.
That's true.
Those are three qualities that I want in a pick. My last one? Just trying to figure out whether these ones count.
Okay.
Because there are, one of them is gold to gold. Gold's not yellow. Or is gold yellow?
Gold's yellow.
If you drew gold on a piece of paper, you draw it yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I take gold?
I will let you take gold.
I will not, I mean.
You're not going to, I can move on.
It's not very yellow to say like the actual gold.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
I'm going to go the brick road.
No!
As in the yellow brick road.
No, give him gold. That was my pick.
On my way to Oz.
Dang it. I knew nobody would draft the yellow brick road.
I'm taking the brick road.
Darn it.
That's a great pick.
That is a great pick.
That's way better than gold.
All right. Yeah, I was just kidding about gold. If you want gold, Jay, it's there for you.
Yeah. Andy will allow it.
No, I've got plenty of other things on my list. I'm just trying to decide what's the best one. Man, I really wanted yellow brick road. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. That was
gonna set you over
the top.
Man,
I sniped
pretty
it.
Devastating. I think even though there's something I like much better on my list, I'm gonna go with the classic here, the super yellow, incredibly quintessential school bus.
Okay. I don't mind that pick at all.
It's on my list.
Actually, I think it's a great pick. It's iconic.
Yeah.
If you were like drawing a picture of a town, you need to draw a school bus in there. Mm-hmm. Did any of you ever ride the school bus?
Yes.
A handful of times, but not regularly.
Yeah, no, I rode the bus a lot.
Interesting.
What
was that like? Was it a good time?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
I've always heard bad things.
Don't you remember my tales of, I thought I had told the story of like when I was in junior high, and we rode the bus, and it's a real chicken or egg situation. Now that I'm an adult and I can look back, our bus driver was as crotchety and cranky as it possibly gets.
Impossible not to be.
And you're like, well, did that happen? Was this person always this way?
Right.
Or was it because of all the hooligans on the bus who are throwing scissors out the windows at people?
Yeah.
As well as other objects.
It was a mix.
So, The bus, and it's Arizona, and it's just, it was unpleasant.
All right, so I finished with banana, cheese, Pikachu, and yellow brick road. Jason got urine, sun, mustard, school bus. Mike, you have a lemon, caution tape, a little yellow duckling,
mm-hmm.
and one final pick.
All right, we're going to close it with emojis.
It was on the list.
Yeah.
It was on the list.
It wasn't on my list. That's a good one, though.
It was that or the brick road, man. That was good. I like that pick.
The yellow face.
Yeah, they're all yellow.
Which I imagine that's Did that start because of like just the original
yellow? Yeah, the happy face. The classic happy face. I think that's where that was like the original emoji before these existed.
I had pineapple on the list. I thought Mike would go pineapple. I got Big Bird on the list.
Big Bird is on my list.
Minions.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Wasn't sure if honey was yellow.
I don't think we're ever
going to do a draft for that. So
we could do things that are gold.
There's honey. There's gold.
No, that's all I had left on my list. You guys got good picks.
I have banana runts, which I felt like I couldn't take because bananas were taken.
Banana candies.
Egg yolk.
He's always got something different.
Homer Simpson.
Oh, that was a great pick you didn't take.
Post-it notes and the one that I said that I liked the most.
Post-it notes is good, too.
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the, you guys have listed.
Or off the cob. It's also yellow.
Most everything. But I had this one on here for Brooksy. A submarine.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good one.
But there's only really one. Actually, two yellow submarines because the Disneyland ones are pretty yellow, last time I remember.
What did we learn today?
Oh, man. I learned that Jason is the pisser.
I learned, don't pee while distracted. That was on my list.
Yeah. I learned that you can be called a theft.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And Andy, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did so you the person at that building was never caught?
Never caught.
Are you now at this point 100% sure it wasn't Jason the whole time?
I am not. Jason's very distractible, and now I'm worried that
like it could have been, and he may not have even known.
He could have been
it's a memento situation.
Could have been completely unaware. So and then after he would get done at the end, he would look down and go, "He was just here."
So you're telling me that when I would have that experience of going in and say, he hasn't been here yet today, that was always my first trip
into the
bathroom.
That was always your first trip.
Yeah.
Then the second trip,
yes.
Oh, he came between when I was here.
Yeah.
Or he snuck in while I was going to the bathroom.
All right, everybody. Put your phones away when you use the restroom. That's the message for today. For Al Borland, Jess Giamatti, and the three of us, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.